Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Stan Pappy. Batting third. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Alan Ripley. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson takes first base on ball four. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is called out on strikes. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nordhagen throws the ball into Bell, who relays the ball to Horta, who tags Hobson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Burleson moves to third. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Ripley drops the ball. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Allinson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. Orta hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Squires tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pryor moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Nordhagen is called out on strikes. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Evans chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Pappy. Pappy fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Pappy. Washington moves all the way to home. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Colburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Bell reaches second base with a double. Colburn moves to third. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. Squires is walked intentionally. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pryor hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 2 in the game. Orta takes first base on ball 4. Colburn scores. Bell moves to third. Squires moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burleson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0 for 2 in the game. Pappy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pappy moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Bannister pinch runs for Wayne Nordhagen. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Washington strikes out. There goes Bannister. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister now playing left field. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baumgarten fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Dwyer now playing right field. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pryor hits a line drive into right field. Dwyer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dwyer. Bell scores. Squires goes all the way around to score. Pryor moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Jim Morrison pinch hits for Jorge Horta. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pappy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pryor tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison now playing second base. Junior Moore now playing left field. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pappy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burleson moves to third. Ed Farmer now pitching. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hobson strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-3 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Watson reaches second base with a double. Burleson scores. Pappy moves to third. It's 6-3, White Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Washington is hit by the pitch. Moore moves to second. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colburn strikes out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. Washington moves to third. It's 7-3, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-3 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Paquette reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn pinch hits for Gary Allinson. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.